And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start with UCLA student Kia Breen, who was just 11 when she started struggling with developing into a woman. And her school counselor's solution? Declare a transgender and call her parents. But what followed was a conveyor belt of life-altering decisions. Puberty blockers at 12, cross-sex hormones at 13, and a double mastectomy at 14, all before she could get her learner's permits. Now she's suing the doctors who fast-tracked her through transition while ignoring her history of sexual abuse and undiagnosed PTSD. Meta has just written a $1 million check to Trump's inaugural fund, marking quite the evolution for Mark Zuckerberg. This is the same CEO who buried the Hunter Biden laptop story and also pumped $450 million into election security in 2020, but now he's seeking an active role in Trump's tech policies. The world's largest LGBTQ news outlet, Pink News, has discovered that rainbow flags don't prevent workplace harassment. 33 employees have stepped forward with stories about the owners creating an environment of unwanted advances, drunken propositions, and behind-the-tree encounters at company parties. Staff say they stayed silent because, quote, it's the CEO's husband. What are you going to do? And in Michigan, lame duck legislators are working overtime to remake sex education into their progressive image. Their rushed bills would teach kids where to get abortions while muzzling pregnancy centers with 1,850-foot speech-free zones around abortion clinics. Time magazine named basketball phenom Caitlin Clark Athlete of the Year. Critics are crying white privilege at a sport historically dominated by black athletes, and when Clark's excellence didn't fit the narrative, merit suddenly became suspicious, though nobody's been questioning the physics of her three-pointers. And a shoplifter in Virginia picked an interesting moment for his Walmart heist, right in the middle of their annual Shop with a Cop event. Hector Molinato somehow missed the 50 uniformed officers inside helping kids pick out toys, not to mention the parking lot full of patrol cars. The police report notes that he was stunned at his arrest, which might be the understatement of the year. And Broward County, Florida is finally addressing its 1990s foray into the drug trade when sheriff's deputies thought manufacturing and selling crack cocaine was solid police work. For 3 years, they cooked it in their offices, sold it on the streets, and arrested the buyers. Now, 2,600 people carrying those felony records are getting their convictions vacated. The state attorney says that it's never too late to do the right thing, which might be the longest definition of too late in legal history. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And also don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.